The alleged rape of an Irish woman in Bordeaux generates the lead story in three of today's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all report that an investigation is underway in France after an Irish rugby supporter claimed that she was raped in the city in the wake of Ireland's weekend victory over Romania. Covering the story for the Irish Times from Bordeaux, Sarah Slater reports that the 37-year-old woman told authorities that she was abducted and raped by three men who then fled the scene on foot. In her police statement, the woman says that Welsh fans who found her lying on the street brought her back to the apartment they were renting and that neighbours there then contacted the police. The woman also gave evidence to Gardaí, who had been deployed to France for the World Cup. In a statement, Gardaí say that although they are liaising with local authorities in relation to the alleged incident, the investigation is being handled by French police. Yesterday's clash between Leo Varadkar and Chris Heaton-Harris provides the Irish Times and Irish News with their lead stories this morning. The Taoiseach and Northern Ireland Secretary met briefly in Belfast to mark the injection of funding into a new project to promote peace and reconciliation. After that meeting, Mr Heaton-Harris issued a statement describing comments Mr Varadkar made recently on the News at One about the likelihood of a united Ireland as unhelpful, and he also contradicted the Taoiseach's assertion that he had asked him to pause the controversy legacy bill. In its lead editorial, the Irish News suggests that Mr. Heaton-Harris seems to have been more annoyed at Mr. Varadkar's comments about the lack of progress in restoring parish earning than he is seized by any urgency to come up with a plan to revive devolution, which the writer suggests is an unpromising foreground to the British government's Northern Ireland Investment Summit, which opens today. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports on Micheál Martin's stinging attack on Sinn Féin at yesterday's Fianna Fáil think-in, and the Taoiseach's criticism of the media for the coverage the party receives prompts the paper's lead headline, "Stop Cheerleading Sinn Féin." The Irish Independent leads with the prospect that the European Central Bank may announce another interest rate rise when it meets on Thursday. And in its lead story, in advance of tomorrow's appearance of RTE executives in front of the Oireachtas Media Committee, the Irish Daily Mail accuses RTE of doing a U-turn because the broadcaster isn't prepared to publish the names of its 100 highest earners because of issues related to data protection. And finally, Irish Independent readers will be interested in the rationale behind the redesign of the paper's masthead and harp, which appears in its print and online editions from today. In a message on page 3 of today's paper, Editor-in-Chief Cormac Burke tells us that the new look harp features concentric circles, spirals and parallel stripes, which are found in Neolithic art and in the work of early Irish modernist designers from the 1960s and 70s.